Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Rich, one's real sensitive, the other's a bitch. Spread your friends in Detroit and a true Jets fan. But up in the beam, Belichick's the man. Now Boston is the place where we keep bad trophies in a case. So come here. And let me introduce my fist to your face. Your bitch Rich, she understand. Give her a pass, she's Celtics fan. But I'ma go hard on Gresham's home. Grab a little fuck before I go, my man. So, yo, I had a quick feeling about a while ago. Years before, 10 catches in snow. Gresh, as if they get your football knowledge is late.
Everywhere.
And give you a course and teach you the game. I almost know the entire Wiggy rap.
That is actually amazing.
Nice job. That's impressive.
For the rest of the show, can we play something that was made in the last two decades? Because
this song still rules.
79, 78?
This song is...
This is 40 years old, this song.
I'm close to
yes, and just by Melly Mel's, what he's wearing is enough.
Yes. We'll do White Lines next.
There was that era of rap. What's funny is White Lines, they were so, like, ganked out.
Right.
Gacked out.
Yep.
And they were, like, smoking dust and stuff while they were doing White Lines.
Man, I might have missed a line there, because when does he go, for me, I like a chocolate dick. Like, when does he say that?
We'll run it back later. You can make
well,
up for
Well, the
best
it. One he does is his excellent freestyle to the Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, I mean, that to me is one of the all-time greatest just, what are you doing?
Party was fantastic.
Like, because Wiggins
What are we
was,
waiting for?
Wiggins is like, you know, I'm from, like, East Boston. Like, I know what's up. Like, I'm going to freestyle on this thing. And then Hardy's just looking at him like, you suck
what is
so
the,
bad.
What is that clip called? What is the freestyle Wiggy clip called? Because, I mean,
Is it to Cash?
No, it's to Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Yeah.
Cream. And I forget what the hell. He just sits there and stalled and putting that whole thing together.
Are you going to do something?
Yeah, and finally.
No, but he doesn't even go like,
but for me, I like chocolate and thick.
There you go.
Find a good palm on it.
Yeah, I don't remember what the freestyle.
Well, he doesn't even do anything, and he doesn't even go, huh? He just goes, yeah, yeah, Cash.
Ooh,
yeah.
What are you talking? You aren't gonna believe what's about to come.
And then Hardy's like, yeah, ooh, dude, he's like, say something.
Am I waiting for something? Like, what's going on here?
All right, Rich, what do we got here?
Okay, well, speaking of voices from years past. You know, there's been a lot of people who have been very gleeful.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Okay, all right. Dancing on the graves of the quote-unquote graves of the New England Patriots. And one of those people is someone that did not want anyone to tell the world that he was indeed a Giants fan. Mm-hmm. And also... Somebody who we were not told, but his producer was scolded by this host and said, there's two things you cannot tell people. Do not tell people that I'm a Giants fan, and don't tell them that I'm obsessed with Spider-Man.
But the thing was, he knew all of this because DA had invited the producer over to his house.
The mothership has connected.
That is indeed Damon Amendola, who used to do the evenings here at 98.5 The Sports Hub, and DA has just been... I mean, his teeth, those piano keys have been all over Twitter smiling ever since the Patriots lost.
And if you don't know, he used to have the women of DA up, and they were local broadcasters, and he would take pictures of their feet.
Yes.
And he'd go, pumps.
Which was really weird. That's true. And I forget what that... Nicole Zalumis was the first one, and she was, like, pregnant, I think, at the time, and she came to the studio.
Well, the one that's with Ferrell... He now is the
Jessica Moran. Yeah,
he took pictures of those.
Oh
feet.
Yeah, he loved the feet. So obviously this was something that he was all over social media, and the mothership is just, man, That is a corny show. So DA's,
he just got mornings.
He did.
So now he gets to wake up.
But listen, DA's a nice guy.
Of course,
I get along with him.
Of course,
we all get along with
DA.
Him. But they didn't.
Especially he gets along with 10 things called piggies.
That's right. They did something yesterday, Fred, on the DA show where they had a black mass for the New England Patriots.
Would you mind putting a widow's thing over your feet?
What? Like a
veil?
Black veil?
A veil. Ooh, what's under this veil? What appears that there are bunions. Allow me to saw those down.
The honey.
All right. Well, here is DA.
We welcome in Minister Mark.
We welcome in... Morgana, size 12 Tootsies.
Yeah, I
am. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get through this because I'm just going to talk about feet the entire time, and I'm going to ruin the bit.
No, you're not. I don't care.
I'm going to ruin the bit.
Really beautiful feet.
Oh, look, it appears you sliced it open. Let me suck the blood. Ooh, red ants.
Stop with the red ants. I can't take it, man. I can't.
Ooh, you stepped in a bunch of red ants.
Why would that be a turn on?
Ooh, old puddin' shoes.
We welcome in Minister Martin to the proceedings. Minister Martin, good morning.
And good morning to you as well.
We are gathered here today to say goodbye to the most mediocre dynasty in NFL history.
We are gathered here today because the state of Alabama, one is able to marry appendages.
Spidey ate Calamar. He could fight through a giant car. When he's out covering teams, he's not that guy who's rocking jeans. Hagar, because life calls for khaki pants.
Ooh, a foot job, yes. Can do.
It was a long, consistent run of AFC East titles, the most underwhelming division in football. Beating out quarterbacks Cleo Lemon, J.P. Locke, and Matt Sims.
Is that like Italian music?
Yeah, like what is this music in the background?
I don't know, but somewhere Mark Jamelli is making meatballs.
Outsmarting coaches like Todd Bowles, Mike Mularkey, and Joe Philbin. 20 years with no next-level historic Super Bowl championship, just a lot of anonymous who's-that-guy type of teams, and for that, they should be applauded. No one has ever been more underwhelming, uninspiring with a run of winning, like that epic Super Bowl against Jake Delhomme, that awesome 13-3 masterpiece over Jared Goff. Today, we should salute the Patriots for the good fortune of having Pete Carroll and Daryl Bevel decided to throw at the one-yard line when they had Marshawn Lynch. And Dan Quinn and the Falcons for forgetting they had a 25-point lead in the second half of a Super Bowl and trying to go hurry up.
And now, excuse me, let's take a break from the proceedings to step in dog food.
Spy DA and his fighter guys, 6 to 10, they are crushing pies. Mothership, CL10, Batman bouncy house in his den. Hey now, check out his Lego fort.
Those Legos have long been stepped on.
He did. He was like Spider-Man stuff all over his...
He didn't want anyone to know.
I just remember the stories
he thought if
morning.
He thought if you knew he was a Giants fan, you wouldn't like him anymore.
Man.
We should honor the Patriots for finding ways to win truly illegal, awful ways. They're the only dynasty with a massive cheating scandal on their hands, and they've had two of them. They're the only dynasty with a first-round pick taken away, and they've had that done twice. The only dynasty whose quarterback was suspended for a month by the league. These are all very honorable accomplishments. We should thank the hoodie for his slovenly attire, taking the once proud tradition of Lombardi's camel hair overcoats and Landry's fedora and giving us men's casual on the sidelines. Or what slobs wear on the couch every week with Tostitos spicy queso dripping all over it.
Mm.
Human Toast Tito's Bowl.
His bet is a cool race car. Stalking girls the best he can. Wants to shoot his web all over Jess Moran. Comcast, you might want to buy some new locks.
How many of these are there?
There's a lot.
Oh, we got plenty. When I found out that his had Spider-Man stuff all over his room, I just went all in. I just busted out the shovel and said, let's get cooking.
God. All right.
Tostitos. A human bowl.
Spidey A uses Twitter to prove that he's not gay. Creeping out lots of girls. His mouth looks like a wall of urinals. Look out. Here comes the Spidey A.
Or what slobs wear on the couch every week with Tostitos spicy queso dripping all over it. We should honor the owner, Robert Kraft, mandating every TV broadcast mention his career record while putting him on camera from the suite level. For 19 years, we have been in the presence of true evil, and that should be applauded.
Okay, Fred, so the reason I want to play that is because that's not the only time he's been in the news recently. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew this, but he actually was all over national news just recently. You have that next clip right here?
I do.
According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, a Florida man woke up on Christmas Eve to find a burglar sucking on his toes.
When the burglar? I'm like the Hamburglar. Only my... I take a couple buns and put them on those tootsies. I'm like Grimace, only I suck feet.
The Grimace of sucking feet.
Yes. I'm like Spider-Man if he loved F feet.
This is a true story, by the way.
Yes, I know. Believe me, I've just been sent this several times.
According to the Manatee County Sheriff's Office, a Florida man woke up on Christmas Eve to find a burglar sucking on his toes. When the Bradenton resident asked the stranger what he was doing in his house, the stranger said he was, quote, there to suck his toes. This according to an incident report obtained by the Bradenton Herald.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think I'm here for?
On Christmas Eve.
Santa got ran over by a foot.
Ho, ho, toe.
Ooh, there's some mistletoe that seems to be over your big toe. Jergens feeding you.
Okay, here's what needs to happen. So, I love our listeners. Because the reason I found out about DA with all these, like, Patriots tweets is that people are just, like, matter of fact, I'm looking underneath the video he posted of the Patriots mask, and it's most of these people just saying, feet. So, I'm not telling you to do this. I just think it would be kind of funny if, for some reason, everyone took a photo of their foot and tweeted them to DA this morning.
Oh, oh my. I might be have dust coming out at the end.
Spidey A's the man, of course. There's human teeth somewhere on a horse. His pickup line when he meets chicks is wanna see Batman coming number 36. It's framed and hanging over my bed.
Would you mind stepping in the spider web?
The report also stated that a fight broke out, and during the struggle, the suspect tried to grab the victim's genitals and claimed to have a gun.
Just like your little sound, because it goes with the fingers wiggling around.
Genitals? No need. All my reliefs on your feet.
Deputies said no weapon was found at the scene. The victim eventually forced the other man out of the house, but deputies say the suspect smashed one of the home's windows as well as the windshield of the resident's car.
Oh, okay. Well, all I'm saying is that would not be the worst thing in the world if I happened to see Damon Amendolaro's Twitter account having a bunch of pictures of feet sent his way.
Rudolph the Ten-Toed Reindeer.
D.A. on CBS? I mean, I'm not saying for you to do that, but I mean...
I'm Italian. As an Italian, I feel like a bee. Solid Italian seafood dinner is always fried. Calamari. I'm Italian. Calamari. It's calamari. You can say calamari, but that just sounds a little bit too American. So you gotta go a little calamari.
Sorry for the. Who's making that horse noise, DA?
All right. Very good. Got the foot fetish stuff out of my system. Mike Gorman will be joining us in just a moment.
95 Sports Hub.
But couldn't get stops in the start of the game, but you know, clearly we were more locked in and played a lot better than we had before. You know, so I thought there was a lot more examples of who we want to be tonight than the last couple games.
98.5 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Mike Gorman, of course, is the voice of the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. Joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hello, Mr. Mike Gorman.
Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? I haven't talked to you in quite some time.
I know. It's been a while. Good holiday. You have a good holiday?
I did. I did not argue with my parents one time. It was quite a miracle. How about you?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Both my parents had passed away, so I had no problems in that area.
Way to bring that up, Fred. That's awesome.
Nice job. Well, it's also shocking, given Mike's age.
We had a good holiday.
I'm glad to hear it. All right.
By the way, Tommy might not have been with you the other night, but he has, all of these years of sitting next to him, he was infused into your soul. Because this might have been the first time, I'm sure you've done it before, but it's the first time that I can remember you calling out by name.
Evan Scott is his name,
referee,
if I remember correct.
Just like Tommy does whenever, like, I mean, you know Tommy's pissed when he says the name out loud within hearing distance of the ref, and you did that last night when Kemba Walker, or 2 nights ago when Kemba Walker was ejected.
Well, I thought people should know who it was. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. The NBA gives us the referees. A lot of the, we don't do it, but a lot of the broadcasters will put the referees' names up at the beginning of the game. So I just thought people should know who this kid was.
Yeah, because
it was unconscionable what he did. He missed a call. Fine, everybody missed a call every now and then. But he missed a call, but then when he slapped one tee on Walker, and then he hit him with the second tee, like really 10 seconds later. I'm talking disjointed here, but officials, when they get in situations like that, should slap the guy with a technical, turn around, and walk away.
Yeah.
Just walk, put some distance between you and the other guy.
In every
Don't
sport.
Don't stand there looking for more.
Yep. In every sport.
Umpires in Major League Baseball.
You see those prick umps that
need to
there.
Be part of the action. And,
but
yeah.
Well, Joe
can you
West.
Imagine?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Joe West is garbage. But could you imagine in football? If you kicked everyone out of the game that yelled at you,
I mean, totally. And listen, if after 30 seconds, Mike, and I think you agree, the person is still in the face of the ref, then that's the point where you give them a double technical. But you give them that cool off period.
Yeah, you walk away.
Right, but you walk away. You also make it very difficult for them to get that second technical.
Yes,
they have to do something blatant, like chase you across the court or whatever.
Yeah, let the coach yell at you. Let the coach handle it at that point. You know, let the coach berate.
If I remember correctly, too, he hit Brad with the tee also.
I think there was another official that gave Brad the tee right next to him.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he deserved it. I mean,
Brad earned it. Yeah.
No, but Brad wanted. But Brad wanted it. So if I'm not mistaken, if I get a guy that gets teed up and he's still upset, I want the official concentrating on me.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So that's what I would have done. And all right.
Plus they've taken this kind of Claude Rains, like, I'm shocked to find this gambling going on here. they said he cursed him. Like, come on, he cursed him. Get serious. These are grown men playing a physical game. They're going to curse each other. Just let it go.
All right. So you were right there.
So let it go.
So you were right there when the drink came from the 300 section.
Which I say is no big deal.
I need you to help a debate with us. Fred and I are having a debate. This is they end up finding it was a almost all the way full 20-ounce can of Truly from the second row of the 300 section,
which I enjoy.
Barely missed the Spurs bench. And to that I say, you get hit in the head from a thrown can from the 300 section, if you're one of the Spurs, that could split your head open. I mean, that is a projectile. And Fred thinks it's no big deal. You sitting there and actually...
You think it's no big deal, Freddy?
I've had way worse things thrown at me. I've had bottles whizzed in my head, which I'd much rather have a can fall on my head than some dumb...
I think we all agree we would rather have a can than a bottle. But it doesn't mean that a handful of liquid coming from the 300 section won't split your head.
When you were in Millerstown and people threw bottles, no one came up to you and made you, and said that you were... A hero for having to deal with it.
In fairness, I never got nailed in the head. If it would have knocked me out.
I've been nailed in the head. Look at my face. It's a series of scars.
I just think you were there. That could have done some damage, correct?
Without question. Without question. And if you're pushing. Fred, if you do have somebody throwing bottles at you, don't you want somebody to take them aside and say, no, you're not
I handle my own business, Roadhouse style. No, seriously. Well, if someone threw a bottle at me, yes, I would like them removed. I go Sebastian Bach on them and just go into the crowd. That's a Skid Row reference.
Yeah.
Okay. But
yeah,
I think...
Isaiah Thomas, yeah.
Yeah, they've made too much of a deal of it, though. I mean, you get hit in you're a professional athlete. You should be able to take that.
No, you shouldn't.
This isn't wrestling. Come on.
No, but that's a good point. Wrestlers get hit in the head with chairs.
They want to be. That's part of the
what they sign up for. Get put through tables.
We just saw one guy that was just getting darts thrown at him. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but he asked for it. Put it this way. If he was just standing there doing his like little thing and somebody from the crowd threw a dart into his back, are you kidding me? You eject that guy for life.
But this is a conversation that went on, and I was proven right yesterday. But Mike Gorman, we talked about this with Danny Ainge yesterday, and it's about Taco Fall making the All-Star team. Rich and I have a difference of opinion on it. I know Brad Steve.
Kyrie making the All-Star team. Kyrie's got the second highest vote total.
We got to play his sound clip later today. That guy just infuriates me.
Yeah, he's not a mentally well person. But I agree with Brad Stevens. I think it's like kind of humiliating if Fab Mello makes the All-Star team.
Fab Mello?
Taco Fall. Taco Fall. I'm thinking of bad tall people. And
that was a flashback, dude.
I know. Well, okay. So there was this guy named John Scott that was a really bad hockey player, but he was a real tough guy. And the last year of his career, they put him on the All-Star team, and then they gave him MVP of the All-Star game. And I thought it was humiliating to everybody.
Not to him.
Well, yeah. And I thought he made an ass of himself. And so
it meant something to him. He got emotional.
Good. He's an ass. I mean, he has no self-respect. That's fine. I mean, people can react to just because he liked it doesn't mean anything. Do you think it's insulting?
What are you saying Taco should do?
Do you think it's insulting to Taco Fall if he makes the All-Star team?
I wouldn't use the word insulting, no.
But it's calling him basically a freak.
No.
Okay, but I'm asking him.
I don't think it's necessarily calling him a freak. I think it's saying that he has a curiosity.
Yeah.
And if you're going to give fans the right to vote in people who they want to vote in, then you got to live with the vote.
No, I know. But do you think it's even fair for him? Fair to him?
Fair to him? No.
Yeah, but I don't
need. And if I were, we were talking about some other guys that I've seen over the years, but this kid is remarkably poised. He understands why he's a curiosity. He doesn't try to hide. He doesn't try to slink down, dip his shoulders.
No, he's a tremendous man. I this is not anything against him at all. Right. I have nothing but respect for Taco Fall. I think the way that he handles what he does with kids, I think the way that he has a good humor about everything is great. All I'm saying is, and part of the reason that I think that this is unfair to him is because he is such a good guy. I just think that it's like a circus act. It's like, oh, look, hey, really tall guy. And I don't think that's fair to him.
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying. It's kind of a tall guy sport, though. That's what it's all about. He just happens to be the tallest that's playing right now. And again, I think you're right. I think part of the reason that fans get more and more vocal with him is because he receives it so well. It's not like he hides. He waves, he smiles, he goes along with the joke, well, I guess is the way to put it.
On top of that, Mike, the All-Star game means nothing. And it's something nothing. That is all about the fans. And if you want to get people to tune in, All-Star, that's the name of it. Who gets the biggest pop at Celtics games right now? Outside of like Kemba Walker, it's when Taco Fall gets in the game. Everyone wants to see Taco Fall. He is a legit star in this town. So why not make this boring, drab All-Star game, put something in it that would make people actually want to tune in, a guy that everybody roots for in Taco Fall?
Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. I think that the All-Star game is entertainment. It's not a game. It's just a chance for a bunch of guys to go out and show off.
Yep, and it's almost like picking who you want to watch play basketball. And right now, a ton of people want to see Taco Fall.
Yeah. If this were the playoffs or something like that, it would be a different story. If you said you were dressing him and playing him just for the wrong reasons. But this is it's entertainment. This is a show. That's what the NBA wants, is a show. So he's part of the show.
Yeah, well, you're both wrong.
Okay. Well, speaking,
guys,
all right. Yeah. Real quick, Rich. I'm sorry. Speaking of Taco Fall, when he got in two nights ago in the first half, what kind of message was Brad? We asked Danny about this, and he was noncommittal. But was that a message from Brad Stevens saying, like, "I give up"? Not I give up on the game. But I give up on trying to make anything work right now.
You haven't earned your time.
Yeah, like I'm gonna
everybody off the floor until I find five guys at work.
Right.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. I think what John just said. He was just looking for something to stir things up. The Celtics on the first two games as well. They played a little better last night. I didn't think they played as well as Coach let on that he thought they played. But the first two games of this three game losing streak, they just didn't come to play. I hate that expression, but they just didn't come to play. So to bring Taco in when he did was an indication that he was willing to try anything to turn this thing around. And I think for the kid's sake, I don't think you can bring him up and sit him on the bench and continually put him in for garbage minutes the last minute and a half or 2 minutes of the game. If you're going to dress him, play him.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you're playing 20, 25 minutes, but play him 5 minutes in the first half. Play him 5 minutes in the third quarter.
So, Mike, we actually, along those lines about, like, you know, some sort of energy, and you saw last night, even without Joel Embiid, Al Horford comes in there and does damage at the end of the game. And right now, the Celtics, as great of a team as they are, they still need a legitimate big man. Karl-Anthony Towns, there's rumors that he wants out. On top of that, I saw an excellent trade proposal, one that I guess would, in my opinion, I think would be one that that both teams would agree to, and that was Karl-Anthony Towns for Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Carson Edwards, and Robert Williams. And I think there was like some pick that you would have to throw in there, and the Celtics would get Karl-Anthony Towns. To you, does that seem like a good trade?
No, it's way too much.
Really? Even though you have a glut, because you have like so many of one thing with the Celtics right now, and you probably agree with me that I don't think this team can win a championship without somebody that can body up to Giannis Antetokounmpo or Joel Embiid.
Well, they're getting 16 points and 15 rebounds out of those two guys every night at the center position. With all the other firepower that this team has, that should be enough.
But on the defensive end, they suffer, correct?
Say again?
On the defensive end, you saw what happened. The big guys suffered.
Yes, they do. Well, Cantor suffers more than Tice does, but yes, he does. But still, you've got three guys averaging 18 points a game or better, four guys, whatever they have, three. So that shouldn't be the problem. Rebounding is not the problem with this team right now. This team needs to just play harder. Guys, you know, they're probably, if there are any of them listening right now, they're pissed off that the announcer is saying they don't play hard enough. But I don't believe that they go out there and they say, I'm just going to mail this in. I think they think they're playing hard. But then when you stand back and take a look at it against San Antonio, especially, San Antonio was quicker to every loose ball, got every loose rebound. All the little things that would you would put under the hustle category, the Celtics didn't do well in at all, block shots, for instance. So I think there needs to be a little soul searching. You know, usually this happens end of January, beginning of February, where guys have pretty much figured out where they are and in the league standings, where they who they have to beat, where they're going to stay, and just try to get through the next 15 or 20 games to get ready for the playoffs. This is coming a little early for the Celtics team, but the Celtics team this past week looks like a lot of contending teams look at the end of February where they're just trying to get the cross days off the calendar and move on.
And by the way, Karl Anthony Towns, I don't want him here because of his defense.
He's not available, I don't believe.
Well, I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is somebody he wants out.
He wants out, but something about the contract, if he signed, he can't be traded for a while.
That's the first time hearing that, because I've seen like all these different like articles about potential trades. But I mean, I'll have to take a look. But I mean, that's interesting. But I think that Karl Anthony Towns is actually a defensive liability. I don't think he's actually really good on that side of the ball. But you see what he does on the offensive side, and I mean, and also he's a piece that can go against dudes like Giannis Antetokounmpo, because all you got right now, last time you saw them play, you had Marcus Smart, and I know that you got the other two guys that seem to be playing better. But I just have a feeling Giannis is too good to be held back by gimmick defense over seven games.
But give me your trade again, the guys you're giving up to Towns.
It would be Tatum. Gordon Hayward, Tatum, Carson Edwards, and Robert Williams.
You can't give up on Tatum in that bigger package.
It's not giving up. It's one legitimate superstar for a potential superstar.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and I'm a big fan, actually, of Karl Anthony Towns.
In a position that you need. Right now, Jaylen Brown is becoming that guy.
You're giving away almost 40 points a game in two of the guys that you're giving up. So you're asking Towns to come in and score 25 to 30 every night?
He averages 27.
Without a Kemba Walker on his team, without a Brown on his team, without Smart on his team, doesn't have a lot of guys who want to shoot the ball. But
That's fair.
I that's what makes the league and what makes deals, but I just would not do that at all. Tatum's too much. Tatum, he goes back and forth, and he's frustrating sometimes because he's so young, but there are stretches when he's on the court where he just takes games over completely. And, he's, what's the kid, 21 years old, something like that?
Yeah.
He's going to be a really good player in time, a really good player. Kind of like Grant Williams, right?
it's Fred's yeah, favorite player. Yeah, this is two favorite players on the team.
Grant Williams has been electric. And he will continue to be. All right. You want to go to my daughter's game tomorrow at 9 or my son's game tomorrow at 6?
Probably the second one.
I'll be coaching both.
You'll be coaching?
Yeah.
Are you really coaching? Who are you coaching? How old?
9 and 6th grade.
Do they pay attention?
Surprisingly, the sixth grade boys do, but the girls have been out of control. But we dominate. They won a game. 55-8. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
They won a game 55-8.
Yeah, I ran it up.
Mike Green. I think you guys know who Mike is. Obviously, Mike tells a great story about coaching his daughter's. I think it was 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old team or something like that. And they had played 12 games in the season. They were 0-11 and lost every game by double digits. They were going down to the final 3 minutes of the final game of the year. And they were down 25. And he looks at the bench and they got their arms hooked together. And they go, defense.
Yeah. They're dumb at that age.
Experience. They,
they don't know the value of hard work. the consequences that come with losing. They don't know.
But they have spirit. That's what they have for counts.
That's right. At the end of every game, they want to say, what is that chant? Who do we appreciate? And then they say their own team, which is, I find odd.
And then do they go shake hands with the other team?
No. I don't allow that. That's the enemy. That's the enemy.
That's become a really big thing in the NBA, much more than it ever used to be. At the end of games now, guys are on the court for like 5 minutes talking to players on the other team.
Unless you're Jimmy Butler, then you're just blowing
kisses. Larry Bird never did that.
No.
He stayed out and coached the other team.
No, they actually didn't like each other. There was actually physical violence back then. All right, so Mike.
That was good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to hug Lambeer after a game? I mean, the guys beat you up. All right, Mike Gorman, always a pleasure, the voice of the Celtics. You can watch him on NBC Sports Boston. And we always appreciate the time, sir.
All right, talk to you next week.
All right, see you, Mike.
Talk to you later.
That's the first I've heard that Karl Anthony Towns is not able to be traded. I'm looking at an article from USA Today, also from Yahoo, where they're putting up trade proposals, and no one mentions anything about something that's in Anthony Towns' contract that he can't be traded. So maybe Mike knows something that we don't know, but...
I like the fact that he did the 5-year extension and immediately wants out.
That's the way it is.
What a character guy. We will be back. Here are the headlines late.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette, occasionally with powders in it. Yes, talking fresh. Yeah, good.
985 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. You can watch us on Twitch. Go to the Twitch app. Someone asked me yesterday if we were on Twitch. Toucher and Rich. And 98.5 The Sports Hub in the Boston Bruins. Someone go to 98.5thesportshub.com if you would right now. Present Pucks and Paddles a week from today at the Royale, the annual ping pong tournament that benefits Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center. And the Boston Bruins Foundation bid to play with your favorite Bruin player or Richer Eye, which I'm sure will be well into the thousands, to spend time with us. To bid, go to 98.5thesportshub.com. Pucks and Paddles is presented by Coors Light and sponsored by Honda ACP Facility Services and Queer Path for Veterans of New England. Now, is anyone on the website?
I am.
Now, is it...
Still on the flip.
Is it the first one on the flip?
It is the first one.
That's good.
It is the first one on the flip. But it's on the flip.
All right, so...
Get it off the flip. How hard is it? Just put an effing icon on. My God, you know what? I'm leaving at 10. I don't care. Do whatever you want. It's not my event. If you had any common sense, you just put a link to it.
Right, so when you go there, it's one of the first things you see.
And it's still there.
Why would you not put a link?
I know.
Like it doesn't... Can anyone find me a reason you wouldn't put on a link?
No, and the reason that I want it to not be on the flip, I mean, even though I understand why they did that, but the reason is that because it's for a children's charity. I mean, it's to raise money for a hospital. So the least we can do is just keep it a stagnant clip. Like, as soon as you go to 98.5 Sports Hub, people can bid on it.
Well,
because
regardless, we're going there for free. At least make it so people can go.
Well, I mean, it's one of these things where, you know, the Bruins... it's a huge event. They take a lot of time. They all give up their day to do this, and obviously they enjoy it. This is not a burden to them, but if they are going to put the promotion of this event, part of it, in our hands, then I think that we should do everything we can to say, hey, you know, listen.
Well,
this...
on air, I hear it all the time, but if I'm telling people on air to go to the webpage and then I can't find it, it's BS. Jesus.
You can also go to @TucherandRich. So,
and then you can sift through tweets. It's ludicrous.
You know what? I'll pin it at the top.
I was just going to say that makes sense.
That's what we should do. Because Lord knows it's too hard to put on the thing. And you know what? I am angry about it. I think that it should have been just a cut and dry thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure within an hour or so that'll happen. The web department's very good about doing what we ask them. They'll put that on there.
Right. Well, I just don't know why we had to ask. I don't know why it wouldn't be the easiest thing in the world to occur to someone.
Because there are a couple players. Now, there's some that are going for a lot.
Yeah, and there's some that are going for nothing.
Yeah, there are several. There's three different people you can bid on
if you
that
bid
don't
on,
have any bid yet.
Yeah, if you get the guy, you get everyone to sign your stuff, and you get a bag of stuff.
I mean, you're hanging out with all of them. You're right in the middle. It's almost like you're at a party, and you can just walk up and talk to any, and all of them want to talk to you. They know you've donated money, and you know the Bruins. We've said this before. Hockey players are just a different level when it comes to charity stuff. They will stand there. They'll talk to you. They'll take all the pictures that you want with them. They are there to have a good time and to meet the people who are helping out this charity. So it's just an awesome event, and it's a lot of fun.
Jake DeBrusque played ping pong with my son and his friend, and he had no idea that my son was my son.
Yeah, and if you, and also that's the other thing too, is if you have kids with you, I mean, they are just they'll
adopt
do anything
them.
For kids. Yeah, they'll adopt them, take them home.
Yeah,
it'll be like a Webster situation.
If you have like an older dog that maybe has anger issues, they pick those up as well.
They could do that, but I mean, there's a couple players that usually are going for a lot that right now are pretty good bargains. Like Brad Marchand is only $500. Usually he's 1, 2, or 3 as far as the bids. It's always like Bergie and Chara, they're up at the top. But right now you have a bid for, I think DeBrusque is the leader in the clubhouse, and his is gratuitous. Where is that? He
or
has
his mom.
But hey, if his mom's willing to give up the amount of money that I saw earlier, then God bless. Oh, yeah. $8,000 for Jake DeBrusque. Now, don't get scared. That's not anywhere near what the bids are. The bids mostly are hovering around like $500.
I'm going for $50. So,
no, you're not. You're at $375. I'm at $350, so you can get in.
Well, $375 is too high. Because I ain't paying 1 ounce of attention to you. I come in, I throw the paddle down, and you're out.
You're out in the first round. Enjoy yourself. Rich at least tries. That's true.
I do try, and that makes it more depressing. So like the first year, because I had a really good guy, I got to the Final Four. The second year, the guy was pretty good, but I sucked, and we lost in the first round.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to promise something.
Okay.
That I probably shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
You bid on me.
Oh, yeah?
I'll pop you on the Instagram.
Oh.
Hang on. You'll do what?
I'll pop you on.
How many followers? How many followers?
You'll pop them on the gram?
100,000 followers. Wow. Imagine that.
So you'll take like a picture of them and say, hey.
No, selfie. Me and you.
Buds for life.
Nope. I won't say anything like that.
Oh.
But I'll say like, hey, look. Today, we're cooling.
Cooling? Apostrophe?
Yeah. Today, me and, you know, Joe Schmo are cooling. I've always played with a woman, though. You know why?
Why? Because you got it like that.
Yeah. Chicks love hairy backs.
Chicks dig the tea, don't they?
Chicks love hairy backs. They like guys with no chin and hairy backs.
That's where
they're coming from.
I just tried to pin the link to my our Twitter account, @TouchOfRich, and I think I accidentally pinned the photo of Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz with their Bankroll Boys shirts on.
Well, keep that up there.
Which I think I just might make our profile photo.
I wore to work out one day, I wore a Bankroll Boys t-shirt because I realized that I would just go home and take it off. And someone came up to me and said, the Bankroll Boys. And I said, indeed.
Bankroll Boys won me money last night on a minus 31 spread.
Chicago State
Chicago
came
State
through.
In New Mexico.
You should have bet more than $100.
I should have. Well, I mean, now I think I'm even.
You should have bet $1,000.
I know.
You should have been me at the I think I had $2,000 on the table when Murray took that picture.
Wow.
And I stacked it all up in one big stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I was drunk and playing blackjack. Not a smart thing to do. All right. Well, anyway, some way or somehow find the Pucks and Paddles at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Be diligent.
And you can bid on these players, or you can bid on Rich and I. And you know what? We'll have a hell of a time. We'll have a hell of a time. We can talk about Blossom as we did earlier in the show.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Anything you want.
That's a week, by the way. You only have 3 more days to bid. All right. And the event is a week from tonight.
It's
fun. It really is a great time.
If you are a homosexual male or a straight woman, I will allow you to take your picture with me and say that we had sex. And put that on your Tinder.
I'm bidding
or
right
your
now.
Grinder.
bidding right now.
We'll see what happens. All right, when we come back, Bill O'Brien had a bit of a freak out a few weeks ago. We'll hear that. Yeah.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.